Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've had a lot of change on this show. I mean, one big change where we replaced McLovin with Marvin, and that's an upgrade. I think we'd all agree. Times change. Things change. But there's one thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like beer. How about that? That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And you should too. Yeah, how about that segue there? Times change, but you can always count on the great taste of Miller Lite. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's final hour this Monday. In case you're just joining us, brace yourself. No more Pro Bowl game. They decided that they're going to have a skills competition in Las Vegas. I don't think the NFL gets any blowback from this, that there's not going to be a game. After last year where it broke out into ballroom dancing, and you're going, do they even want to be here? And I understand you play an entire season, and then you're going to go out there, and do you want to tackle somebody? You don't. They would always have it in Hawaii because the players, that's hard to turn down. You get to go to Hawaii. It's a vacation. Bring your family. But it's different now. And they're going to have a skills competition in Las Vegas. Yes, Seton?
Adam Schefter just tweeted that Peyton Manning and Omaha Productions are going to take over part of it.
That's a good thing.
Which makes it more interesting now. Oh, okay. I'd see that. So far, they've been really creative with the stuff that they've been doing.
But it always felt like Peyton Manning made the Pro Bowl a serious game, a legitimate game that he cared about winning. And he wanted to make sure the other players on his team cared about it as well. And he would hold these little group gatherings in Hawaii just to talk about the importance of this and that it was something to be celebrated. And he did approach it that way, that it was an important game. But not anymore. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. The Dolphins beat the Bills, leaving Miami as the last undefeated AFC team for the first time since 1995 when they started out 4-0. 4-0. 4-0.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stop. The Texans and Raiders are the NFL's only winless teams, the fewest winless teams through 3 weeks. since 2012. And you have two different expectations. If you would have said the Texans are winless after 3 weeks, I'd go, okay. If you would have said the Raiders are, I would have went, uh-oh, there's trouble there. Because they were hyped up earlier this summer. Mothership spent an entire week, it felt like, on the Raiders. You know, they got some free agent signings. They got Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones. They already had some players in place. And it's not gone well there at all. Let me see. What else do I have for you? Here's one. Kirk Cousins threw a touchdown pass with 45 seconds to go, rallying the Vikings over the Lions. Kirk Cousins extended his streak of games with at least one touchdown pass to 33. Why do I mention that? It's the longest active streak in the NFL and the longest since Andrew Luck went 34 games when he played back in 2014 through 2018.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, here comes the stat of the day, yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day, here comes the stat of the day.
Thank you, Darius. Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs go to Tampa. It's Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Back-to-back games, Buccaneers with the Packers, the Buccaneers with the Chiefs. Here's Tom Brady on what went wrong yesterday against Green Bay.
You'd always, you know, rather play with your with the guys that are, you know, your top players on your team, and but they're not, you know, a lot of they're not playing with a lot of their top guys either. So the guys went in there, they fought hard. We just too many mistakes. Even if, you know, I don't know, it looked to me we had a chance to make a lot of plays and we didn't. Doesn't matter really. You know, the guys that were in there, some of the guys did a great job with their opportunities, and we just got to keep doing it. So we're 2-1. There's a lot of football left. We'll keep working at it. Doesn't get any easier next week going up against the Chiefs, but, you know, no one feels sorry for us, nor should we. We just got to go back to work.
All right. Which team had the most money bet on it this past weekend? Any guesses? Todd?
The Chargers to beat the Jaguars.
All right. No, but a good guess. Paulie?
The most money total bet on a team?
Yeah. 92%.
The Jets?
No. See?
Chiefs?
Chiefs. That's right. 92% of the money was the Chiefs, and they were 5.5-point favorites. Second on the list, the Bills. Favored by 4.5.
Dang.
And both teams lost outright. Cowboys are +1 against the Giants tonight. The over-under, 39. Cooper Rush, Daniel Jones, who you got?
Is there another option?
I know, I'm trying. Micah Parsons versus Saquon Barkley.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul.
That's actually what they had on the screen last week when they were promoting that game. They had Parsons and Barkley on the screen.
Yeah, they need to. the odds to win the NFC, the Eagles are favored. Then it's the Packers, Bucks, Rams, Niners. AFC, still the Bills, then the Chiefs, then the Ravens, then the Dolphins. And the Dolphins have beaten the Ravens and beaten the Bills. But those are the DraftKings odds to win their respective divisions. Also with college football, the top 25 teams had an average point differential of 11.2. That's the lowest by almost 10 points per game this season. And through week four, there's three winless FBS teams. Can anybody name two? There's two in one state. Paulie?
Rutgers?
No.
Oh, I have it. That was a habit. I guess was a habit.
Todd?
Ohio State?
No, winless.
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 Is the state California?
No.
Dang!
Colorado. Colorado State.
Colorado is worse than their record. No offense, but Colorado football is a mess. They're actually worse. They used to have some great years. They're really bad. Their offense is horrendous. That's a team that needs... You know, we discussed different names of big people. That's a team that needs a whole refresher.
Georgia State is the other winless team.
Not Ohio State.
Not Ohio State.
Definitely not Ohio State.
Were you listening?
I misunderstood. I thought you said wins. I didn't catch the less part, which obviously affects the whole guess.
Thank you.
For me.
Mike in Atlanta. Mike, welcome to the program. Best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, DP and Danette.
Good morning.
My best of the week is my reigning ACC champion Wake Forest women's golf team going back-to-back at the Annika and Mercedes-Benz Intercollegiate.
Yes!
Thanks to Coach Kim, Coach Ryan, John, and the ladies for their kindness as I follow them around the course on my cancer journey. And the worst of the week was our double OT loss to Clemson. That was a rough one.
Yeah, it was. But you know, DJU finally played well, but Wake Forest, you get into a shootout with them. They have the offense and a very good quarterback. Nick in Florida. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Nick.
Hey, I've watched a lot of bad football the last few years. I'm a Jag and FSU fan, so I'm pumped up. All right. Jags snap an 18-game road losing streak, beat down the Chargers. Last two games, they've outscored their opponents 62-10. FSU ranked for the first time since 2018. Let's go, Seton.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah. Chip in Indiana. Hi, Chip. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How are you all today?
Great, yeah.
Best and worst of the weekend. My best was the Dolphins beating the Bills and realizing that I'm hoping I've got a I'm ahead with Paulie because I did betting before the season started high that Miami would win the AFC East. So I'm liking my chances right now. And the worst of the weekend was I have a 16-year-old son with Down syndrome who plays fantasy football. We played this week. He's got great players, but his players didn't perform, and I pretty much demolished him. So I'm kind of – he wanted bragging rights with Dad, but he didn't get him. So kind of.
All right. Well, thank you, Tip. Tom in Illinois. Tom?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time, 6'4", 335. Best of the weekend. I got to go to the Colts, watch the Colts. I'm a Colts fan with my son and my best friend and his wife and watched them come back and win when they should have never been in the ball game because the worst thing is Matt Ryan is a skeleton of a quarterback. He has fumbled 7 times in 3 games.
Yeah, season. I know. And you thought maybe there's a little bit of magic left there because is he an upgrade over Carson Wentz? You certainly thought he was going to be. Carson Wentz, watching that game, I don't know what it is with these quarterbacks, that it's almost like they don't want to throw the ball away and hurt their completion percentage, that they'd rather get sacked than hold on, than throw it away. Throw it away, live to see another play. But you get sacked 9 times? I just know Peyton Manning would get rid of the ball. Like, he'd throw it away. It's not a big deal. But these guys, it feels like they hold on to it because they don't want to ruin their completion percentage. Here's some of the games to look forward to in Week 4. Miami at Cincinnati. How about that? New Orleans at Minnesota in London. First of 5 international games in 8 weeks. They go London, 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 Munich, Mexico City, 9:30 a.m. start. Jacksonville at Philadelphia. Okay. Maybe. Who's with me?
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A month ago, we would have not thought that was
hot. We would not, but I'm there. My Jags going to Philadelphia. Kansas City will be at Tampa, and that'll be the 5th. Head-to-head matchup with Brady and Mahomes. Mahomes won the AFC title game. Let's see. Oh, no, that was when he lost. Then the Super Bowl, 31-9. So he lost those 2 big games there. Adam in Indianapolis. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. First time, long time, 5'10", 160. So a couple bets, of course, massive Colts win. Who would have thought, anyone outside of the Colts fandom, that would have been pulled off? Secondly, I don't know, whoever may have missed it, the Sunday Night Football commercial with Beck covering Old Man, I believe Stephen Stills. whoever produced the commercial deserves a raise, at your parent, NBC, Peacock, whomever.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, I had kind of despised Brady with the history, the Deflategate, the smash phone, all that. Not a big fan of Mahomes with the cockiness from KC, but my love for the game, the league, the music, the generational best facing off. Credit to NBC for killing it with that commercial.
Okay. I'm not aware of what he's talking about. Anybody else here
this
yet?
This is really good.
Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, the artist Beck did a cover of Old Man, and it was for a promo for next week's Sunday Night Football. We'll get it for you for the next segment.
So he did the Neil Young song?
Yeah.
Not Stephen Stills?
Nah, Neil Young.
Yeah.
I think that's just a mistake.
Neil Young, you wonder with that voice, if he came up with that voice, he's a great songwriter, but you wonder if he would have a chance to survive in today's music.
In country music, I think, if it was more pure country, like Chris Stapleton's got a very smoky voice.
No,
I don't,
but he's got an unbelievable
voice.
Yeah,
I guess it's different. It's not.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you. Yeah, see, what do you think?
Pretty accurate.
Thank you. Although I love Neil Young.
I mean, is he really singing, man needs a maid? Modern times, probably not.
Old man, take a look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
You got Brady and Mahomes, though.
Yeah.
Throw a little auto-tune over that, and it'd be fine.
I've never done auto-tune, but then I don't need to.
It's called perfect pitch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Have you done auto-tune, Seton?
No, I'm a singer. I'm not a singer, I mean. Why would I?
Todd, have you done auto-tune?
I have not.
Okay.
Do you think we could take someone in this building, put him in with like a producer who used auto-tune and make him sound like a real good singer?
Todd. Todd could do it.
But don't some of the top musicians, whether they admit it or not, they do all kinds of things technologically.
Well, I don't know if like the older musicians, artists, if they do. Feels like the younger ones do. Yeah, Paul.
I saw the clip of Post Malone in his concert when he fell through the grate there and hurt himself. And he fell and hurt himself. But the song was still playing and his lyrics were still being sung.
Oh.
It was very odd. And I asked some questions about it because it says that they layer a track of himself to kind of boost up his vocals because running around it's hard to hit your vocals is what a person who knows music told me.
Okay.
And Post Malone is singing along with his own vocals, but there are vocals of himself underneath himself.
No.
That's, I think, pretty much everybody does that these days, where there's a track going and then you jump over that. Like, there's an artist called Playboi Carti, and he doesn't even really sing along with this song. He just jumps around and screams, and his song still plays, and he'll just yell, like, "Mosh Pit!" And you're like, that's not part of the song.
You've ruined Playboi Carti for me.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown was supposed to show up at a show in Massachusetts, and his flight didn't land in time.
Of course.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, AB.
He was there. His talent was still on the flight.
Oh,
he didn't bring it with him.
Dang.
Yes, Marv.
Who's paying money to see that?
I don't know. It's sad.
Like, I don't even know if he was at a festival. And, you know, normally when you're at a festival, there's like two or three other artists playing at the same time.
Yeah.
Who else has to be playing that you're like, you know what? Let's go over to AB's performance and see what happens over there.
And was he the headliner?
Impossible.
I saw him do the one show where he had the Eddie Murphy red leather on stage and no shirt. Like, he just jumped around. Eddie can sing better than AB can.
My girl wants to party. I think that was just the anniversary of that.
Party all the time.
Party all the time. Party all the time. All right, let me take a break. Get to more phone calls coming up. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums. Worse yet, how their rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And then we could get back to talking about what we normally talk about. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, Georgia Tech has fired their coach and their athletic director. Wow. It didn't even get through the month of September. Yeah, Paul.
I know it's a long, long time ago, but Georgia Tech used to be a real nice program. I mean, national championship contenders back in the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Colorado, we just talked about Colorado, another one. National championship contenders regularly. In the 80s and 90s.
It wasn't Georgia Tech and Colorado who shared national championship together?
Yeah, because it was back in the AP days, back in the Cordell Stewart
days. Bobby Ross?
Yeah, Bobby Ross.
And was McCartney there at Colorado?
Yeah.
Coach McCartney?
I mean, how'd they go south?
I know the NFL Players Association is looking into Tua Tagovailoa and did he have a concussion. Here's the thing. Let's say it is his back. If the reaction was that he needed help standing up, the back injury is something that is going to be there a lot longer than a concussion will. So is there something there? Because either way, he had a concussion and he was sort of you know, walking while being knocked out, or he's got a really bad back that would cause you to lose balance. Yeah, see.
And I'm certainly no medical professional, but that doesn't seem like the kind of back injury that you're like, oh, yeah, just go hit the foam roller on the sideline there and just work that out. We'll get you right back in.
Yeah.
Get the Theragun on that back. It'll be fine.
I haven't heard anybody talking about, okay, if it is his back, wow. Like, do you have a pinched nerve in your back? Is there something more there? Because the concussion, you'll eventually move on from a concussion. The back injury, that might stay there for quite some time. Yeah, Paul.
Well, that hit was late in the second quarter, right?
Yeah.
They're in a battle versus the Bills. They're winning the game. You make weird decisions, football players, where they don't care about their health, and neither do the coaching staff. It's almost like they're in on it together, where you don't necessarily blame either one. I don't want to come out of this game. You don't want me to come out of this game. What are we saying?
Why was Justin Herbert in there when they're being blown out by Jacksonville? So it's 38-10. He's already playing with banged-up ribs. What happened if he would? What would have happened if he got hurt? When you're down that big, and you know he's trying to play, you got to think bigger picture, and you got to take him out of the game. I know he wants to play. Sometimes I guess the logic of this is every player wants to play. It's your job to be the grown-up. I have to take him out of the game. 5 minutes to go, 7 minutes to go. Hey, he really wants to play. So I need for him to be healthy the entire season. Yes, Todd.
And if you're not going to give Chase Daniel a little run then, you know, come on, give me a break. You get the best of both worlds. You give Chase, see what you got with Chase a little bit and give him some rest. There's no way they're coming back.
I don't think they need to see what they have with Chase Daniel. I don't think this is going to be like the Cowboys with Cooper Rush.
No, just get him off the bench a little bit. Let him give him a couple
of plays. We got ourselves a quarterback controversy. I'm hoping for that. Yeah, Mark.
I don't think Chase Daniel wants that either. He was like, look, I came here to wear my hat, clap it up.
My hair looks good. What am I doing?
Come on. He didn't even bring a helmet to the game. Come on, get out of here.
I don't want to shower. Don't put me in the game. Barry in Santa Fe. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. Best of the weekend. CBS blowing up the Jets broadcast. I had blue on my screen for about 5 minutes. It was beautiful. Worst of the weekend. They got the feedback, and the guys in the studio were able to describe the carnage.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you didn't want to see that as a Jets fan. Do we have the Beck sound?
It's the Beck cover of Old Man by Neil Young.
All right.
For the promo, yeah.
Okay, now I'm a big Beck fan. I want to remain a big Beck fan.
Are you a Neil Young fan?
Yes. Yeah, far more than a Beck fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Neil Young's a fascinating guy. Okay. All right. It doesn't have the pain in his voice. Like, if you listen to Neil Young, you hear emotion. There's pain there. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, no, he sounds good, though. Beck is super talented.
Yeah, he is.
He doesn't work a lot, you know, or, like, not at least publicly in, like, a big way like he used to. But, yeah, he's really talented.
I think he got divorced from Giovanni Ribisi's sister. And didn't he work with the Chemical Brothers? Is that right?
He seems to work with a lot of people.
Yes. Paulie?
I got to tell you, it was a lovely cover, but it did not get me fired up to watch some football. It wasn't exactly Enter Sandman where I'm going to run through a wall when I hear Beck doing it.
Well, he's going to cover Enter Sandman next
right.
week.
Right. Yeah. Like, old man, take a let's go kill him. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Save your prayers, little one. Don't forget my son to include everyone.
That's good. Weirdly good.
Yeah, with Neil Young, you hear pain. When he sings Four Dead in Ohio, I mean, you hear his...
Next on Monday Night Football. Four Dead in Ohio.
You just hear pain there. Sam in Rochester. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. 5'9", 190.
Yeah.
Best of the weekend, the Bills secondary starting 3 6-round picks, a 5th round, and a rookie. I give credit where credit is due. They held him to it to 186 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, you figure if you do that with, what, 6 or 7 new starters on defense? But the Bills are going to look at that film. You know, Josh Allen on 4th and goal, you got a touchdown there. And, you know, losing those players prior to that game, you know, Micah Hyde, but they had 6, basically their entire secondary was replaced against those receivers. Matt in Colorado. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
What up?
Hey, Matt.
Second time, long time. I got a best and a bestest. The best is that the Rex Cornhuskers didn't lose this weekend. And the best is my University of Montana Grizz, 4-0, going to run the table this year.
Thank you, man. All right. Nick in Kansas. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. First time, long time. 6'1", 185. Oh, I just wanted to, I don't know if you wanted it as a stat of the day, but how about just a couple quick stats on the comment about Kansas being an overrated basketball. 2,357 all-time wins, that's first in the nation. 6 all-time national titles, 87% home winning percentage, 39 consecutive winning seasons, that's a current streak. Also 13 original rules are housed there. So as someone once said, stay in your lane, Marvin.
Marvin, would you like to respond?
They have 6 national titles. You would have thought they had 20. UConn's got 4. Get out of here.
Wow.
Marvin's waving his little hands in the air.
Okay, yeah. Waving his little hands in the air like he doesn't care. Nick, you want to respond?
No, I hung up on him on purpose.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
That last caller said it was a good weekend because Nebraska didn't lose this weekend. Nebraska didn't play this weekend.
Yeah, that's why. He said that.
We were checking because, like, I didn't.
No, they didn't lose because they didn't play.
They got Indiana next week, another program that's cooled off.
What happened to Indiana?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Michael Penix era.
Against Cincinnati. Gunner.
Yeah. Penix left. Yeah. He split.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. There's part of me that wants the Giants to win just because of what the reaction's going to be. If the Giants would, and I don't think they can win big, this one feels like first team to 21 is going to win. But then there's part of me that wants Jerry to talk about Cooper Rush. If Cooper Rush would ball out, as the kids like to say, just to hear Jerry talk about, how great Cooper Rush is. I love that he's giving him confidence. But give him confidence, but don't say we'd love to have a quarterback controversy, because nobody believes that. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, what's the more fun storyline there? Sky is falling because the Cowboys lost, or quarterback controversy? Because they won.
I would think if the Giants go 3-0, that would be overblown. Overblown. But if the Cowboys win this one, do they need Dak? Question mark. Cooper Rush? Better than Danny Dimes?
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Well, Jerry keeps providing us with information, with copy, with content when he says these things. But there's no quarterback controversy. Just not. Yes, Marv.
What I say before, win or lose, we overreact. I don't care what happens. I just want to see a 10-5 game, and let's see what happens tomorrow.
With?
Our show. I just can't wait. Either way, I just can't wait until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I'm going 10-5.
10-5.
That's the score.
I'll take that bet.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I mean. Sorry. The score's going to be 10-5, everyone.
Okay, because I had the Broncos winning 11-9. And it turned out to be 11-10. Yes, Paul.
The toughest part about the Broncos-Niners game is not that it was boring for 3 quarters, that it was tight to start the 4th quarter, so it's hard to turn off. It's like one of those bad movies where you're like, I'm 3 quarters of the way through this, it stinks, but I got to see the ending. Those close bad games are the worst because you're like, I got to see how it finishes up.
Yeah. I don't know if I've had one of those movies. I don't get invested long enough. But now you're watching it on your tablet. So it's not like you went all the way to the movie theater and you go, oh, God, I'd love to go. Can we? Well, we can't leave. But when you're watching on your tablet, you just go, nah, I'll go to something else here. I don't remember the last time I walked out of a movie at a movie theater.
Walked out?
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Ooh, yeah.
There's nothing more extreme.
Yeah, but if you just said this isn't any good. But you've done that with your tablet where you're going, this isn't good.
Like not a Ken Dorsey. You didn't throw it.
No. No. I'm not going to throw it. I'm not that angry.
Do you think Ken Dorsey gets an email from like Ted in IT this morning and says, it's aware, come to my attention that we have an issue with your Surface.
We're going to take that out of your paycheck.
Direct deposit.
Yeah. Casey in Texas. Hi, Case. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Fantastic. Best of the weekend. My family and I flying up to New York for the weekend. Catching the Yankee game on Friday night. Statue of Liberty, all that good stuff, Empire State Building. The worst was when we were catching the subway uptown to go to the that famous Tom's restaurant. The subway stopped, dead stop on 59th, and 5 minutes seemed like eternity. But we got off, made it uptown, went to Tom's. It was great. There's a little Seinfeld memorabilia in there and everything. The worser was watching my Niners lose on Sunday night. But it was a brilliant weekend, had a great time, and I enjoy listening to you guys every morning. Brilliant content.
Thank you, Casey.
I look forward to calling back.
All right. Thank you, Case. You got a chance to enjoy your weekend in New York. By the way, if you do go to New York, one of the best bargains is getting on the Staten Island Ferry at around sunset and go all the way over to Staten Island, don't get off, and then you take the trip back. You go right out by the Statue of Liberty. You get to see Lower Manhattan. It is, and it'll cost you maybe $3, but it is a great scenic ride. You can get a drink when you're on there. But let's say you're having a first date, a second date, you want to impress, that would be a good way to do it. Because you go right by, you know, you get to see the Statue of Liberty, and it feels like there's nobody else out there. And you just stand in the back of the Staten Island Ferry and watch Manhattan disappear, get all the way to Staten Island, and then you come back. I did that when I was first going out with my wife. And I did that when we were celebrating an anniversary with our kids. We were like, we're going on the Staten Island Ferry. Yeah, Paul.
But you don't say like, baby, I chartered us a boat for a little tour of the Hudson.
Well, kind of.
See if she doesn't notice the 30 other people.
Yeah. Hey, I got the Staten Island Ferry just for us, but I did feel bad that there are other people who need to get home, hon. And that's how it kind of played out there. Yes, Tom?
Is it tempting to get off on Staten Island?
No. Why would it be tempting to get off at Staten Island?
You encourage them to not get off at Staten Island. That was my little anti-Staten Island joke. I would think that everybody would stay and then go do the round trip.
My wife is from Staten Island.
I'm aware of that.
And she wasn't getting off in Staten Island. No, but you're just going over for the trip and back. You're not going to do anything when you go to Staten Island. It's a nice place.
I was taking an unnecessary shot at Staten Island.
Yeah, Pete Davidson's from Staten Island. My wife loves Pete Davidson.
Does that help Staten Island's reputation?
Well, my wife likes Pete Davidson only because he's from Staten Island. I said, if he was from the Bronx, you wouldn't care. She goes, I probably wouldn't. But, you know, he does live on Staten Island with his mom. And
still?
Yeah, I think he does. I think he's lived with his mom.
That basement must be out of hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm guessing there's a side door.
Hey, mom, it's Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
I brought over some girls, but I Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah. Pete, is that Kim Kardashian down there? Yeah, mom.
I've got cookies.
Yes, Mom.
I love Staten Island.
Wait, is that how they sound? No, my wife does not sound like that.
No, but Kim Kardashian would probably.
But she's not from Staten Island.
But I love it here.
Where the beach is.
What's that smell?
Do you think that's a real, like, how do you come up with that voice?
You get a lot of money and then.
But that's not, there's nothing great about, good about that voice.
Yeah.
See, Seton goes, that's the new thing when younger people talk, they kind of tail off a little bit.
Well, that makes you sound a lot smarter when you're deliberating.
No, it doesn't. Point. No, that doesn't make you sound smart.
Like this.
I have nothing interesting to say.
Yeah. But I look good.
It's made listening to a lot of podcasts, as a matter of fact, almost impossible. If vocal fry is the kind of thing that really bothers you,
yeah.
There's times where it's like, oh my God, I can't deal with that.
Let's take a break. What, Marv?
Now I just want Kim Kardashian and Klay Thompson to start dating.
Oh, well, you got the Klay Thompson impersonation down.
Hey, Kim, it's a man's game. Don't worry about it.
And then Kim would respond, how, Seton?
I know a few players, actually. I'm aware. I know a few players, actually.
Let's take a break here. Back after this. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Well, it's simple. Actually, there's a lot of reasons why. You got the Leafs piling up. You got scenic drives. You got farmers markets, hay rides. You can even do what Paulie did this past weekend. Friday night, he had a little soup stroll.
Oh, it's lovely. Little cold weather.
Yeah, soup du jour. Sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology will get 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. Therefore, you can stay out longer for that soup stroll, which Paulie did. You were out there for a couple of hours. There is no quit in him. You get up to 170 hours more of restful sleep if you stretch it out over a year. Right now, save 30% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. And remember, subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All righty. I'm going to ask a question. It seems like a silly question, but I think it's relevant. Did anybody make the pies that I'm getting to my face and Marvin is?
Huh.
Because we're supposed to do that coming up. Okay. Tyler or Weeks, our cameraman, are usually the ones that make said pies. Yeah, Paul.
But you are usually the general contractor of any pie situations. So I think because you're the subject, the target, maybe things got missed.
Okay.
Back to you.
All right. Maybe I could get some of my best people on that?
Or some people that work here.
Yes. Yes.
Well, technically, somebody of all of us here, somebody has to be the best, although that best might not be very good.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeff in Daytona. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Dan. I thought it's about time to put some closure to our bet.
Well, I'm trying to, Jeff, but nobody made a pie. At least I don't think so, but I'm willing. I got my Niners Trey Lance t-shirt on. I'm ready to get blasted here with a pie, but I'm not seeing anything out there other than chili heating up on the stove.
Yeah, chili pie. Let's go. Hot, heated chili pie to the face.
So pie. I'm willing and able, but if there's no pie today, then there's no bet. I mean, I'm here. I showed up.
Is that the rules? Is there there's a statute of limitations?
Yes.
It's 24 hours within?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
No, you have 11 minutes to go.
Unless stated specifically in the
I have the bylaws.
Okay. The bylaws.
Yeah, the bylaws. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, Tom.
What happened to the whole surprise thing we voted on anyway? We're counting down to something that we're not supposed to know when it's happening, so I'm confused.
Oh, so somebody could blast me with a pie right now.
Could be Wednesday at 9:48 a.m., who knows?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so it's perpetuity.
I think so.
Like at your funeral.
You're expecting it today, so maybe that's not why there's a pie ready.
Let's say 40 years from now.
Just 40 years.
Yeah. And you're there in your casket, and it's an open casket, and then I smash you with a pie.
That's a nice long life, by the way.
Yeah, I guess that is. That's 93.
Yeah,
almost.
I'm getting you to 90.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's fair game to do that.
Yeah.
Hit somebody with a pie that's already dead in a casket.
That would be. You know what? I'm so sorry. You know, he lost a bet, and a bet's a bet, and I'm supposed to give him a pie to the face.
Imagine family and close friends seeing that happening. While everyone's saying, yeah, he was such a good guy.
Yeah.
What are you throwing a pie in his face? Dead.
Little hands crossed. Just can't do nothing to protect himself.
Yeah.
Death humor.
Yeah. We lead the league in death humor. Mike in Texas. Hi, Mike. Best and worst of the weekend.
What's up, Dan?
Hi, Mike.
Well, Dan Nation wants pain, so how about just warm chili down your back instead of a pie to the face?
No, no. It's just a pie to the face, Mike. That's it.
Oh, you guys are soft.
I know.
Get a tattoo on your face. That's what a real bet is.
They would. That's what they would do. When we did Wheel of Punishment, they were like, you know, you got to get a tattoo right there. Above your eyebrow.
Have all your fingernails pulled out. You said the Raiders would win?
I know.
What? Like, chill out.
What was the worst punishment we handed out?
Mine wasn't even that bad, but to have a lightning bolt cut in the back of my head was awkward socially when I took my kids to school.
Yeah.
But that's not the worst thing.
Okay. Seton had some kind of concoction poured over his head.
I've had a lot of things poured over my head.
Yeah.
I had to wear my underwear outside of my pants once to go get you coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I had to dress up like a tiger and roar every time I spoke. I had to wrestle Jay Glazer.
Oh.
I got smashed with a million pies in the face.
Yeah.
Didn't
McLovin have to walk in lower Manhattan to get me coffee in his underwear?
Or no,
he wore like an Alabama jersey and nothing underneath it?
Yes. And his legs are white. His legs are clear.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
And you had me wear Victoria's Secret angel wings in the city to go get something across the street. So I got a couple of looks.
Yeah. But we're just doing pie to the face.
That was in the Wheel of Funishment era, not punishment.
Yeah,
remember,
I know.
There was a big, can't we do fun things?
I know.
You won the bet, now spin it and do a fun thing.
Yeah, I know. But I
felt you get to go to a picnic. Oh, this is fun.
I know. You get a new car.
Oh, this is fun.
Nick in California. Hi, Nick.
What's going on, Dan? To go with the death humor, I'm coming up on the second anniversary of my induction into the DDC, which is going to be absolutely incredible. The worst part is I can't call my dad and tell him about it.
Mm.
Number two, the evolution of Marvin Prince Jr. III, watching him in the back room with a headset on, not being able to get sentences out to what he's become, is absolutely incredible. So congratulations to you, Marvin. And third, but definitely not least, the reason I'm calling tomorrow night, I will be in attendance at the Great Western Forum for the Taylor Hawkins tribute concert, and I would love to be a contributor on the show and give you a review on Wednesday.
All right. Please do, Nick. Thank you. They had one of these already with a lot of different artists who showed up.
In London.
London, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paulie, the Stain Sports History?
I got a few. I'll try. Let's see here. 1998, Mark McGwire hit home run 67 and 68 on this day.
Mm-hmm.
The 2012, this was a good one, the NFL referee lockout was ended. Remember that first 3 weeks of the 2012 season?
Yeah.
We had replacement refs. That was fantastic. That's it.
It was on this date in 1998, Prairie View beat Langston University to end their 80-game losing streak, the longest in the history of college football. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ross Tucker thinks the Eagles have the best roster in the NFC. Their receiving corps may be the best the team's ever had.
Seton?
Ross Tucker says that Dan Orlovsky not off the hook.
No, he's not.
Not even close.
No, he's not. Marv?
Fritzy doesn't like Staten Island.
Paulie?
Go around Staten Island, not to it.
What we learned brought to you by Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways as we strive to reach our financial goals. We can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stiefel financial advisor. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Well, we'll see if there's pies to the face coming up for me and Marvin. Have a great day, everybody. Oh, but there's one more item here, and it's our friends from M-Drive. You wake up every day and you look at the alarm clock. The alarm clock's looking right back at you. It's a showdown. But when? Just say, all right, I'm up. I'm going. Seize the day. You need energy, right? I mean, as you get older, you have less and less. That's why I take M-Drive. Testosterone support for driven guys packed with clinically tested ingredients supports healthy T levels and the drive to get things done. If you're willing to put in the effort, M-Drive can help. Help you stay motivated, energized. M-Drive testosterone support for driven guys. You can find top-selling M-Drive products at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Or try it for only $5. Get started by texting Dan to 55000. Claim your exclusive offer. Don't waste another day. Get M-Drive. Text Dan to 55000. Get your first order of M-Drive, just $5. MDriveDan.com. Message and data rates may apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.